Hey everybody, welcome back to Cell Performance Solutions. Chris McCabe here talking with Yoni at Gatita. Yoni is a longtime partner, collaborator, sponsor of our conference, Gatita Teams, and I have been doing more content lately on pressing issues that face sellers. This is a big one. My understanding of this recent announcement, recent update, which was 1 week ago. When did this come out?
I don't know. I think it's July 24th. So whatever day of the week that is, but July 24th.
Roughly.
Right before the Olympics kicked in, I think they tried to use the Olympics as attention grabber.
Yeah. So I really just wanted to kick it off with the basics of the announcement. I'm sure many of you have an inbox full of newsletters, update emails, service provider comments, and so forth. So we like to kind of filter things out and dig through the noise to get to the crux of it. So if you can kind of boil it down to what the main changes are, what they need to do first.
You got it. Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity to clarify this out to the seller community. So let's dive a little bit into the world of reimbursements that will give us context to the before and after effect, right? So when you sell on Amazon, you have the option to send your inventory and they receive it and then they store it. And then once the orders come in, they fulfill it. This program is called FBA, Fulfilled by Amazon. In this program, there's a whole myriad of issues that can happen. We call these claim types because if something happens with your inventory, it gets lost, damaged, destroyed, disappeared, disposed, overcharged with fees, you need to file a claim. So we call these claim types. So there's all these claim types and there are nuances for the claim types. So all in, there's maybe a combination of maybe 30 claim types. So again, 30, all with all these variations. And so what happened was that Amazon, July 24th, Amazon came out with an announcement on the title. It just said FBA reimbursements in general. So for the R-Train die, you might just think that this kind of covers all the claim types, but it doesn't. Because when you look into the body of the message, you see that they're really honing down on, for the most part, about on three claim types. Out of 30, three claim types are about to kind of be adjusted and changed. Nevertheless, these claims are pretty common and they have a material effect on the sellers. So let's dive into each one and then we'll understand the before and after. The first one is what they called lost inventory, but specifically lost warehouse inventory. Because when you ship your products to Amazon, there's two steps of losses for the most part. The first loss is what they call lost inbound. So when you ship 1,000 units, instead of receiving 1,000 units, only getting 190, 10 units are missing. That's called lost inbound. With this, there's no changes. Everything stays the same. You, the seller, have 9 months to go back, audit and reconcile and get refunded and file your claim. Fine. The thing is, once your inventory is inside, it's already received and it's inside Amazon's fulfillment centers, all of a sudden inside Amazon's fulfillment centers, this unit might get lost in the warehouse. That's why it's called lost warehouse, as opposed to the lost inbound. So lost warehouse, Amazon was providing, I was still providing actually, 18 months to look back and file a claim for any unit that got lost in the warehouse in the past 18 months. And the reality is, the status is that even right now, Amazon has a system that automatically tries to reimburse you for those issues once the system finds it. Meaning once it finds the lost unit, it tries to automatically reimburse you, the seller. So that's the current status. The current status is Amazon system automatically reimburses you, but you still have 18 months to look back and file a claim if Amazon system missed anything. So far, so good, Chris, because you're an Amazon guy. You know your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because they're being bombarded with this news and they're not sure what to do, what are the first one or two questions that you keep getting asked? And also, what are their first one or two initial reactions in terms of what they have to actually do? Do they have to reassess everything around how they're doing this stuff after they finish that assessment, then decide what to do? Or are there a couple of first easy steps they can employ?
Okay, so let's step back a little bit. The conclusion is, for sellers, if you're using Gatita, no further action is needed. We got you covered. The reality is that now that Amazon is going to change the lost warehouse reimbursement time frame, here's a twist, right? So right now you have 18 months to look back and clean up. And that's the status now. Now Amazon gave a deadline. The deadline is October 23rd. October 23rd, instead of having 18 months to look back and clean up and file a claim, you're only going to have 2 months. Mm-hmm. So this is a dramatic 90% drop in time allowance. If you have 540 days, you only have 60 days. That's a 90% drop of time. So Amazon's saying, we're going to try to improve the system a little bit, the automatic system, they paid your reimbursement, but we're going to give you 90% less time to deal with it, to audit us and file a claim. And the deadline for this to begin is October 23rd. So if you're already kind of using Gatita or any other professional service, this should be for the most part already cleaned up. Now, if you never use a professional auditing reimbursement service before, you're on a deadline, because my hard recommendation is use one so they can go back 18 months and clean up all the 18 months before the deadline. Because after the deadline, we're not going to be able to do that anymore.
I have a question for you on that. Are there people like spot checking, doing this manually?
Yeah, there are. But the reality is most of us are not even aware this is a thing and they need to do it. That's the overwhelming majority. You know me, for the past decade, I traveled around the world, met with tens of thousands of sellers everywhere. And for the most part, it was news to them. Oh, I need to do this. Yeah, you need to do this. That's why we have a company called Gatita in the whole industry, right? Because sellers are just not aware. And in addition to that, the sellers that were aware and they were doing it, they don't really know how to do it properly. So they do it, but they always miss out. So here's the reality. Amazon misses out. Sellers are trying to do a miss out. And then we come in and go the deepest and we clean everything out. That's why we have merit. Right, so we have an industry called FBI auditing and reimbursement, because we go really deep and we kind of unlock all the potential, because this is all we do. We don't do anything else. You talk to us about sports, we know nothing. Talk to us about anything, you know, politics, we know nothing. Talk to us about reimbursement, we can talk all day. This is our core mission, core focus, no other distractions. And that's why we're able to really bring out the maximum out for the sellers, get them all these reimbursements that were simply not available before. And the nice thing is that only for successful, only then we get rewarded. So it's really kind of risk-free. We only get rewarded if we're successful in getting reimbursements. So just to recap the discussion on lost warehouse claims, every seller watching this, listening to this, is on a deadline now until October 23rd to be able to go back 18 months and clean shop. Because after that, you're only going to have 2 months. So my hot recommendation, take action now, because the windows and the opportunity to get all the recovery is about to change. And that's pretty much the main highlight here. The fact that the time frames are going to be shortened down, and there's an opportunity now, which is once again limited in time frame, to cash that out. And once again, well, the nice thing is, once you cash that out and you have free cash flow, you reinvest it to the business. Now all of a sudden you have more budget for advertising, you have maybe more money to launch another product, or if you have issues with compliance with Amazon, you hit my boy Chris can help you, stuff like that. Cash helps with all these challenges.
One thing that this makes me think is that you're telling me that you're still out there educating people that this exists, which means between August and October, a lot of this will be just getting people aware of it so that they don't wake up at October 23rd and find out that they missed out. So it sounds like you've got like a 4 to 6 week window, maybe less, to campaign and tell people this is a thing. Because otherwise, me, you, and everyone else in this space is going to hear from people who are going to miss it and say, I didn't even know about it. And they might not even gauge the extent of what they lost.
Yeah, it's thousands and thousands. On the grand scale, for Amazon, it's probably a couple billions of dollars if you take all the sellers combined.
My God.
There's billions on the floor that needs to be addressed. But on the individual seller, it typically averages to thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. Depends on their scale and volume. So there's kind of two phases. Phase one is now the deadline. Sellers need us more than ever to unlock the 18 months. And then the second phase is once the new arrangement starts and there's only 2 months to recover that. Once again, that's phase two. That's when sellers need us again.
Yeah.
Because nobody has time to deal with it. Even with 18 months, nobody had time to deal with this. It was just lagging and lagging, because it's not the first thing that comes to mind when you sell on Amazon.
No.
The first thing that comes to mind is source, launch, bring traffic, which means advertise,
right.
Logistics, all that stuff, compliance. There's so many things, and FBI auditing and reimbursement is like line item 72, which you never
right.
get to.
Well, just like the line item for save some money aside in case you have a suspension and you need to hire help. People will say we spend all our money on ads and inventory. That's why the holistic approach to anything that you may need from any area of selling. This is just yet another example of that. So everyone that's already working with you, we're not even speaking to them right now. We're speaking to people that are way behind, need to rapidly catch up, or if you happen to know anyone who just doesn't know about this at all, doesn't do this at all, my ignorance, I suppose, taught me that most people knew about this already.
No, I mean, a good chance that most people that were watching or listening to this never heard of FBA reimbursements.
Really?
Right? Yeah, yeah. Or lost warehouse reimbursement transactions. Maybe they know something reimbursement, this type of reimbursement. But if they know about reimbursements, they typically know because lost inbound. Oh, I sent you some stuff, something I lost. Later on, they don't really realize it's more dynamics.
Right.
So most of them probably are not aware of that this is an issue to begin with. And the ones who have, like I said, they don't know how deep it goes. So I guess the conclusion is, you know, visit a doctor fast, do your the checkup, and get the assessment, and enjoy the outcome, because the outcome will be extra cash flow in your pocket. So at the end of the day, this is a curveball that Amazon sent, and if sellers don't act right, it will be a negative impact on them. Mm-hmm. Therefore, this content piece is educational, beneficial, because you'll be able to make a simple decision, like use a provider, and then you have a good outcome on this, you just move on with the rest of things you have to worry about, because there will be plenty of them.
Exactly. So you guys must be ramping up the audits like crazy right now. I'm sure you're double timing it through everything that you have to do to get.
Yeah, it's an interesting bull rush that we're in. And yeah, this phase one now. Phase one is the 18-month cleanup, and then will be the phase two where the sellers are still running it because they can't keep up with the 2 months. Even if they were not 18 months, they were trying this. Right. See, they can't keep up. It's only 2 months. They can't keep up, so they need help. So that will be hopefully the phase two of the bull rush.
Cool. Well, you kind of said it all. Best place for people to reach you who have questions about this?
Gatita.com. You know, there's plenty of resources, information there. There's a contact us page. But if you want to hit me directly, I'm pretty active on social media. Just Yoni Mazur. Look for my handles on Facebook or LinkedIn. And yeah, just hit me up. Always available.
Yeah. And we'll be posting this on LinkedIn, but pretty much redirecting all questions to you for this, because this is in our area. We're not providing this service ourselves. We've had a couple of queries about, actually, we've had more queries about this type of thing in 2024, I would say, way more this year than last year, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But now with this happening, we know we're going to be getting these weekly. So talk to Yoni, talk to the Gatita crew. And if you're in the Northeast, come to the meetup we have in Boston or the one we do with Gatita in New York City, which is every other month typically, and very popular and gets a good crowd.
Got it. Right. Do you want me to give a $400 offer for the followers and listeners?
Give an offer. I was going to just segue into that, but
yeah. Free. So what's your, all you got to do, honestly, when you visit Gatita.com and you click on sign up, just put the Chris 400, and the first $400 we're going to get for you in reimbursements and refunds will be free. We're not going to charge you a penny. And that's a guarantee. You're going to have $400 extra in your pocket after 400, excuse me. After $400, if you want to leave, you can leave. If you want to stay, you can stay. Whatever you want to do is fine. But yeah, hopefully we'll flush you above and beyond $400, but it's good to have something in your pocket. So hopefully this helps.
All right, Chris, $400. Sounds good. All right, thanks, Yoni. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Seller Performance Solutions. I'll be back next week with Leah, and we will take you forward from there. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.